to another episode of Bite Size Virtue. This is episode 2 of season 9 of the podcast. And as you can probably tell from the background noise, it's a driving episode. I haven't done one of these in a few seasons, but my work schedule is what it is. I think I mentioned that in Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug last week. And I find myself needing to squeeze in some recording time in the middle of a 2-hour commute between where I'm working and where I live. So, consequently, a driving episode, the first one in a while. I also wasn't able to get with Clordos Dragon, who had expressed some interest in returning to the Bite Size Virtue series to discuss the topic at hand, which, you know, if you recall from a couple of weeks ago, is this whole notion, this question of, okay, if you've gone against one of the virtues, do you have a path back? Is there redemption and forgiveness in the 8 virtues? And like I say, my work schedule, his work schedule, we have not really been able to make it work to get together for a recording. Hopefully by the time that the 3rd episode of BSV needs to come out after Christmas, we'll have found some time, gotten something on the calendar, and had a discussion that I can turn into a couple more episodes for the remainder of the Christmas season. But it occurs to me that ahead of that, there's a little bit more framing that I need to do. Because I've been going through, when I have time, going through the Ultima games, looking for examples of characters who've gone against the virtues, who've been unvirtuous, and, you know, just asking the question, okay, well, what has happened to this person? And, I mean, the most obvious example is, of course, Lord Blackthorn. But I specifically don't want to discuss Blackthorn because that's actually something that Clortos and I are trying to save for our discussion should it eventually happen. Instead, though, what I wanted to discuss was one example that does come to mind of a point at which you, the player, are in a way kind of forced into choosing for one virtue or against another. That would be, of course, the character creation questions. Now, not every Ultima game has these. They came in with Ultima 4. They were in Ultima 5, Ultima 6. Ultima 7, curiously, doesn't have them. Serpentile, neither. Ultima 8 doesn't have them, but Ultima 9 brings them back. The gypsy questions. The casting of the cards, or potions, in the case of Ultima 6. And, of course, it's fitting to do this in December, because usually in November, the @UltimaDragons Twitter account runs through the complete set of questions, puts them out there on the internet for everybody to vote on, and then comes back with the net result of what everyone chooses. I didn't actually look this year to see what the result was, but I seem to recall that it was compassion last year, and I actually wouldn't be surprised if it was compassion again this year. Compassion, of course, being the virtue that proceeds most directly from the principle of love. And the reason I wouldn't be surprised to see this one win even year over year is because I'm a bit of a Thomist, philosophically, theologically. I think I've always been rather Thomist in my thinking. And in Thomist thought, Thomas Aquinas posited that love really is at the root of all virtue. Every other virtue flows out of love. Now, I mean, this makes immense sense within the Christian context because, of course, you know, we believe that God is love. And so it would necessarily make sense that all virtue flows out of love, i.e. God. But even in a more generalized, I don't necessarily want to say secularized sense, it kind of makes a good deal of sense that, you know, love is at the root of virtues. And in particular kinds of love, like when we talk about love in the philosophical sense, we're not usually talking about erotic love, although sometimes that too. But, you know, we're talking about a more philosophically minded kind of love, which is, you know, sort of that we might call it compassion, we might call it mercy. This sort of, you know, this thinking really kind of undergirds a lot of even calls for, you know, what we sometimes call social justice. Love, as I've kind of previously discussed it in other seasons of Bite Size Virtue, you know, to love someone is to will the good for that person. whatever that good might be at any particular point in time. So I wouldn't be surprised if again this year compassion had won out in the Ad Ultima Dragons virtue questions extravaganza, but I haven't checked, so I'm not sure. Who knows? Maybe it was valor. Keeping on Thomas Aquinas, though, Thomistic thought relies heavily on Aristotle, which of course then introduces Greek philosophy into the mix. And within Greek philosophy, there's this notion of the unity of virtues, and I mentioned this on previous episodes of the podcast. It's kind of a twofold thing. On the one hand, it means that virtues shouldn't conflict with each other. And on the other hand, it means that if you're growing in one virtue, or if you're effectively practicing one virtue, then you're growing in or effectively practicing other virtues too. You can't be temperate but imprudent, or you prudent but intemperate. That's irrational. And so this is actually what's always bugged me about the virtue questions as presented in Ultima 4, 5, 6, 9, because the virtues are very often presented to you in a way that, you know, like, you can only be one or the other. They're in conflict. They're in tension with each other. And I've talked about why I don't like this and why it doesn't always make sense in previous episode of Bite-Sized Virtue in previous seasons. Especially because a lot of the times, and you see this mostly with, like, the virtue of honor, whenever it comes up in that round of questions, a lot of times the conflicts, so-called, they only result because the writers are playing on the meaning of words. You know, they're using the same word but in different meanings at different times. So, in a way, you know, the virtue questions don't actually present you a case of where, you know, you're violating one virtue to uphold another. But even so, they do sort of at least cast you in the role of having to choose to contravene one of the virtues in order to uphold another. And seemingly, this is all right, you know, because, well, I mean, you're the Avatar, so maybe you can get away with it. I don't know. But regardless, you are put in the position of, you know, having to, say, choose against valor in order to choose for justice, or vice versa. And, you know, from this will, you know, determine your stats or your starting class, or maybe even not that much, right? Ultima 6 being what it is. Still, it is one example that comes up again and again in Ultima. And seemingly, you, the Avatar, can make these choices and yet still be the Avatar and be the champion of all the virtues, even the ones that you consistently choose against during the questioning. Maybe that's because it's the difference between saying and doing, right? It's one thing to say, well, in this particular situation, this particular contrived situation, I would gladly choose this over that. But then, of course, when you actually get out into the real world and are faced with situations where you have to uphold the virtues, you know, of course, your choices run differently because you're not encountering those contrived situations that would probably never actually happen in the real world. You're encountering real-world situations in which the virtues aren't in tension. They, in fact, can all be upheld by choosing a correct course of action. Still, that is definitely one example that I just wanted to make sure got into the podcast stream to just serve as some additional framing for the discussions that will follow. And that's really all I had to offer for this week. So thank you again for listening. Hope that was a little bit of food for thought at any rate. And, I did just want to say, having now seen the Rise of Skywalker, oh, you know what? I'm not going to spoil anything. Not for another couple of weeks. But thank you for listening. And until next time, be virtuous.